Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. Appreciate you rocking with us. 713-572-4610, the number to text, in addition to the Mo Karam and Drew Lawyers live streams, both on YouTube and the Twitch chat. Let's do a little progress report. Where are you with Nick Caley now, right? We've had some of these conversations at times after some of the low points for this offense, particularly. I'm interested. Where are you now, especially after that Jags game where things came back around? Because Nick Caley, along with Matt Burke, Frank Ross, the coordinators talked yesterday. I know that that's a little bit odd. Usually it's a Thursday that they talk on a normal week. However, things were flipped around, I believe, to accommodate D'Amico Ryans, who we just learned gave the eulogy or a sort of eulogy. At Earl Cochran's, I guess, celebration of life is what I've seen it termed as, basically. Which again, you know, obviously condolences to all the people that for whom that that loss matters a great deal. But Nick Caley talked yesterday, and you know, there were some things that he kind of reflected on in his time. At this point, can you give me cut 13 here, Fig? Because in particular in this game, there was just kind of like a lot of conversation just about what happened with the comeback. But this question specifically is one that I think matters to us right now as we're trying to find that transition into the Titans game. Hey, Nick, is there anything that you did well against the Jags that you think you can carry over into this Titans game?
Well, I think the second half we played cleaner. We were more efficient. We were able to move the ball forward more consistently. I think the first half was just couldn't really stay out of our own way a little bit. You know, we got into some bad long yardage situations, which always makes it tough. Never could really get into a rhythm, I would say. So I think we were able to put some positive play. Not that the third quarter, there's been not many plays in the third quarter either. But, you know, being able to just continue to get positive plays, to continue to convert on third down and possession downs, and really just be able to operate our offense. And I thought that it was a testament to our guys really going out and executing. And you know, and doing a great job of that. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yes. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah. So you ask the question, where are you? And I'm gonna tell you where I am, because it's complicated, right? It's the old Facebook. It's complicated thing.
Okay.
I mean, you just heard him right there. Well, we weren't real good in the first half, getting in long distance. Weren't real good in the third quarter, but got it going in the fourth. I don't think they necessarily looked bad, other than those mistakes that he's referencing. Early on, they were just kind of shooting themselves in the foot, which is exactly what he said. So it's very, very complicated with Nick Caley. You got to love his stick-to-itiveness, as people like to say. We've talked about, you know, the energy and how hard he works, and, you know, certainly, you know, trusting his assistants, which is what he talked about as well yesterday, you know, the quarterback passing game things. But was something unlocked is ultimately going to be what's asked here.
And what's funny, but to go back to that particular quote, his answer seemingly is like, nah. Mm-hmm. Like, seemingly, because again, the question was, is there anything you saw you could take over? And it's just like, nah, just execution, basically. And the fact that for a second in listening and reading the quote, I was like, am I reading too much in it? And then you get to the nothing more, nothing less. And that feels like hell of a punctuation as to what he's doing. You know, one thing, and this is an aside of sorts, one thing that I'm kind of interested in, and I understand why it's the case on both ends. There was a point in time late in Bobby Slowick's tenure where it felt like a lot of questions were being asked of players about Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of got the tone of tenor of how they were talking about him. I'd be very interested, even though early on there was a lot of real confidence from the players and confident speech about Nick Haley.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be interested to see some of those questions arise again of the players and just see.
Well, let's see how it goes.
Right, right. And I guess that'll give us some feeling of it. But part of the reason why I get to this place is there's really good reason to look at Nick Haley and say that he's definitely done some things and he's come along. I even look at FTN Fantasy, which, you know, my guy Aaron Schatz, who does a good job of like getting some more of this deeper analytics. They have metrics where they kind of rank play callers or they play calling like and they manage to quantify it. And I still don't fully understand it. However, when looking at it, the Texans defensively clearly is much higher when you call the play caller rankings or whatever. Offensively, it was pretty average, right about, which, again, feels better than what it at least had felt like with Nick Haley when it felt like he was entirely out of his depths.
Mm-hmm.
You take that. I take a man who's played in this league in Clint Sterner, who on the drive said that this was
just effusive.
Effusive in his praise of Nick Haley, particularly in his game and his game planning and his game calling. And me personally, like even I take these people that I trust maybe even higher sometimes than myself, but then I put it on with my eye test and I'm like, I've seen in watching this game, watching it back and watching it live, the places where him as a play caller put defenses in a tough circumstance in a situation.
Yeah.
And I definitely feel better, but I think I might fall in line with Tate on the YouTube page who says, need to see more consistency in order for me to feel good. Does that feel right to you?
Yes, 100%. Like I said, it is very complicated because of that. You know, part of the shooting of in your own foot in the first half and not really getting it done in the third quarter, that we've questioned, are they just putting it on the players? But no, part of it is absolutely the play calling. Absolutely.
Well, this game, I don't know how much, because you remember I went through and I looked at what were the plays that killed their first five drives, which really very much, by that point, you were in the hole, in addition to like some special team stuff that happened that didn't help you. I mean, it is fumbled snap. It is not picking up, you know, stunts or getting into these situations where you're being sacked. It's, you know, being down and distance absolutely factored in. It actually, in this game, early on, very, very early on, first few drives, it did not feel necessarily as much on the play calling. Like, this was a game where them getting down did not feel like it was as much a play calling thing. Now, there were some decision-making things when you talk about the offensive line, and we'll get deeper into that I'm sure did not help to a large degree. This didn't feel like a playmaking thing, and so I'm trying to find, because very early on in this season, relatively at least, I should say, I got to a place where I was like, oh, this dude's out of his depth.
Yeah.
I don't feel quite like that anymore.
That's interesting because I think there is always a play calling element into plays going bad. Now, outside of Davis Mills just dropping the ball, that one is not, oh, horrible play call. It can't even be. But a lot of times when you get in these third and long situations, it's not just execution. It's the execution can be blamed because the play call was not right for what the defensive look was. You know what I'm saying? So I think it all ties in together.
So this was an interesting question asked of Nick Haley yesterday. How much has your vision on the sidelines, watching the plays developed since week one? Because we know he was trying to make that decision. Is he going to be in the booth? Is he going to stay on the sideline? How much has that changed since week one?
Yeah, no, I feel good. I mean, I feel like anything else, it's, you know, the more reps you get into it, like anything else, the better off it is. And but I feel good. I feel good about being able to see it. I feel good about the communication that we have within a staff. That's what the staff's for too. I mean, we have good dialogue, good communication. We solve problems together, and that's what a staff does. So got a really good staff, good people. We've got coaches and players that are connected that communicate well on the sideline and get good feedback, and we solve problems. You know, look at the pictures, see what we had on the live takes, and be able to see how we want to move forward, you know, from series to series. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you get some unscouted looks. Sometimes it's more similar to what you thought you were going to get, and you go from there. But I feel good about the communication. I feel good about the approach and the vantage point, definitely.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This felt really transparent.
It felt transparent, but was that encouraging? Well, again, it goes back to, boy, you know, a lot of complicated things going through your mind here. Because on the one, yes, he's very transparent and honest. And that's what you want, right? You know, he's like, it's basically saying, it's coming along. And I'm like, that's not exactly what we want to hear.
Well,
but on the other hand, not only is that not good, but you also feel like he does feel like he's got a better grasp of things.
Yes.
You know?
It definitely feels like
it's coming along.
And I kind of did. Well, I mean, here's the thing. If he was like, yeah, we're fully there, that would be less encouraging. The idea that it's coming along, you can see some improvement. Mm-hmm. And so the idea that seems to track with what he's saying there is interesting. On top of that, the idea that he basically unwarranted or like unsolicited
yeah.
started talking about like the team, the mm-hmm. offensive staff.
Mm-hmm.
That I found very interesting because it feels very much, one, it's a clear juxtaposition to what we had last year with Bobby Slowik, at least what we kind of got in a retrospect when it comes to him and his ability to leverage the various other repositories of knowledge that he mm-hmm. had around him. This feels like very clearly, oh, no, we are solving all these problems together because you kind of need to. Yeah. But I kind of appreciate that because it does feel like they're finding better answers, and it seems like it might be in part because they're leaning heavily into all of the answers that various guys, whether it's Shaplinsky or Gerard Johnson or Bill Lazor, it feels like they're doing a better job of tapping into that. And I hope that's why they were better in the red zone this week.
So glad you brought that up. Remember, just last week, D'Amico was saying, we got to change something.
Yeah.
Like, flat out.
Yeah.
We got to change something. I heard this, and I'm glad you brought it up, because I'm like, that's what they're changing. Whether it was per D'Amico's orders or Nick Caley, who's obviously been worked very well with all those three guys that you mentioned, saying, "All right, what do you guys think about the passing game approach? You know, against the Jaguars, and maybe leaning more into that, maybe accepting more, using that more." I feel like that was very, very key, and that actually is encouraging because you've heard me say it. You know, not only did D'Amico say we got to change something, I flat out said, wondered, I should say, is he in over his head? And when I say that, I've meant the passing game because he's a tight end guy, he's a run game guy, it's what the offense is, et cetera. So I'm wondering if maybe that is the most encouraging thing, able to take on some of these passing minds, you know, passing game minds, and using them.
Yeah, and using them to good effect.
Yes.
It does, though, make me question, and again, there's a lot of reading into it that we're doing right now, so there's a possibility that we just might be too deep in the sticks here,
mm-hmm.
but it's week 10?
It's going into week 11.
Is this mm-hmm. to maybe say that the lack of full effect that we've seen or that, you know, to this point is in part because they had not found that rapport and they had not been mm-hmm. able to dig deep into their abilities all the way around and get the most out of it? Is that what we're saying here?
I mean, maybe, maybe, you know, being able to, we always said, you know, it'd be 4 or 5 weeks. Well, it's now 10, and it finally seems to be something that they might be grasping, just the dynamic in the offensive room.
From the 3-4-6, I won't be impressed with the OC until we win a game that's tight the whole time, like the Rams, the Bucks. Okay.
I don't disagree too much.
There's still some hurdles for I think fully impressed mm-hmm. from myself, but I have to give him some credit. And I mean,
and by the way, Red Zone was better.
Red Zone was not just better. Red Zone was damn good.
3 out of 4.
Red Zone was damn good. Yeah.
How much of that was him? How much was it? What we're talking about here is collaboration. Is this becoming a better collaborative offensive game plan? And even though he's the one ultimately making the calls, like on the field, other people put in those passing plays for each opponent. Did he collaborate more on, we're going to do more of this? They put in a red zone package. In fact, didn't Davis Mills say after his big run that was a repeat? So when it broke down, I knew I could make that run. So is there more collaboration there?
Whatever it is, right? Whether it's collaboration, whether he took a step up, the results were significantly better. If you can replicate with whatever process that they had, replicate or have some level of replication of the results at the very least in that fourth quarter, you're setting yourself up for a path of those games that we're looking forward to. You have opportunities, you have chances, and then maybe you can get in the playoffs and ultimately rectify whatever the beginning of this season was. That's what I'm invested in. Mm-hmm. And so that's why that particular answer meant something to me, because it felt like, okay, this is something I can circle as to, okay, tangible change. Because you go back to that first one, and what he's saying is, oh, well, they just executed. That doesn't feel like something where I go, okay, that's something that's going to be a big change. The second one, though, the idea that, oh, yeah, well, I'm finding more comfort, it feels like we have some real good collaboration and we're doing that. That feels like it's something. You know what I mean? That feels like that's something that can be leaned on. Although, you know me, it wouldn't be me if I didn't find something that made me go, can you give me this cut three here, Fig? What went into Woody Marks taking the bulk of the snaps here?
Yeah, I think it goes with, everything. You go into a game and you sit there and you try to, you try to have balance in a variety of ways for all the right reasons. And sometimes, you get into a rhythm and he played well and he was playing well down the stretch. And I think they both compliment him and Nick both compliment each other. So he did well. It's hard to say how every game's going to go. Sometimes it doesn't go the way you want it to, but he did a great job. And, I thought played consistent throughout the game and happy with his performance for sure.
Yeah, that there is no questioning. He was also asked about his ability to take as many snaps as he did versus previous games. There's no question in my mind. When D'Amico said something's got to change, we got to change something. I think he was looking specifically at Woody Marks and maybe some of the offensive attack, the play calling, the passing game.
Are you sure there though? Because that very much sounded like the circumstances of the week dictated him having a majority of the snaps,
but
they might do this thing where they flip this thing back around again.
I don't think so. That's very Patriots 101.
Okay,
we're a game plan offense, etc. I think you're going to see more of Woody Marks.
That I'm not going to lie. I really hope that you are correct in that. Mm-hmm. But again, I've been hurt before. Mm-hmm. I've been hurt before with some of these games being like, oh, it feels like they found something, they go back.
Oh, we all have.
And that particular statement sounded, it hit my ear at least, as the circumstances of the week dictated that he have more snaps. But only God knows what happens right another week or next week. And so that's one of those things that I think I'm continuing to sit with. But ultimately, when it comes to the progress report on Nick Caley, we're trending forward, right? Mm-hmm. We are definitely trending forward, which again is a good thing, especially when you have a defense that looks like it's also in a place where it will absolutely shut you the bleep down. So I understand there's some people that are like absolutely need to be better 1 yard on offense. Still want to see something better, right? When you compare Slowick to Caley, they need to recognize that Slowick had Tunsil and Stephon Diggs and Tank and Joe Mixon, where maybe if Tank Dell is available or something like that, this looks different. All of those things fair. But I think the progress report largely, even if it's not a huge change forward, it clearly feels like there's a change forward for this offense. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. Coming up next, let's do our lunchtime confessions, and we'll do those next on Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.